Also today, the man who was in charge of searching for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq said he thinks there aren't any. David Kaye directed a team of more than 1,000 inspectors who searched Iraq for months after the fall of Baghdad. This morning, Kaye gave his first broadcast interview since resigning last week. He spoke to NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday.
My summary view, based on what I've seen, is that we are very unlikely to find stockpiles, large stockpiles of weapons. I don't think they exist. That's my personal view based on the evidence as of when I left. The search is going to go on, and indeed, one shouldn't be surprised in Iraq by surprises. You continue to be surprised by what you find. I personally think we're going to find program activities, and some of them are quite substantial, as in the missile area. We're not going to find large stockpiles.
And if you want to hear more of that interview, you can go to our website at npr.org. Now, even before David Kaye spoke out, British Prime Minister Tony Blair was facing what could well be his toughest week in office. A panel known as the Hutton Commission will issue its report on whether the British government outed a weapons expert who talked to the BBC about the Iraqi weapons threat. And Blair is facing a critical vote on a very touchy domestic issue as well. NPR's Guy Raz will be watching all this from his base in London and joins us now. And Guy, first with David Kaye, how are those comments being responded to in Britain?
Well, Steve, I think there are certainly repercussions, important repercussions, from that resignation that will almost certainly create grief for Tony Blair. The issue of weapons of mass destruction has been a major issue in this country since last summer. The majority of the British electorate has long believed that Tony Blair's government exaggerated weapons of mass destruction claims. So I think that the Kaye resignation simply reconfirms that suspicion in the minds of a lot of these British voters.
And what will this Hutton Commission say about whether there was an exaggeration of the threat here?
Well, ostensibly, this commission is really about David Kelly, the weapons inspector who committed suicide last July. And the idea behind this inquiry is to find out what led to that suicide. David Kelly, of course, was the man who allegedly told the BBC that Tony Blair's inner circle exaggerated weapons claims. Now, within that main question, of course, the Hutton Commission is going to try and answer these other crucial questions. Did Blair's staff doctor intelligence? Did the BBC make up allegations against Blair? So what's going to happen is on Wednesday morning, that report will be made public, and then Blair's going to have to face presumably a very, very hostile crowd in the House of Commons when he'll have to stand there for an hour and answer questions about this report.
Guy, I gather this weapons of mass destruction issue is not even the largest problem that Tony Blair faces this week.
No, he faces a major test this week. There's a bill to introduce tuition fees for university students. It's looking like this bill is going to go down in defeat. It would be Tony Blair's first defeat on the floor of the House of Commons. He has a massive majority in the parliament with his Labour Party. It's looking like this vote isn't going to pass, and if it doesn't pass, Blair will be forced to call for a motion of confidence.
And I guess we should point out this is different from the United States, where the president loses votes in Congress all the time. If the prime minister loses a vote in Parliament, it can mean his job.
Exactly. And what it will mean if he loses this vote on introducing tuition fees for universities is that Blair will be forced to call for a motion of confidence in his leadership. Now, it's very unlikely that he'll lose that motion of confidence. I mean, the conventional wisdom in this country already seems to suggest that he will win that motion of confidence, but he'll certainly emerge from the week battered and bruised either way.
NPR's Guy Raz is in London. Guy, thanks.
Thank you.